How did the Tacoma Art Museum get a major collection of art of the American West? It's the only such collection in the Northwest. Well, it came by way of a small town in Germany. In the mid-1950s, Erevan Haub visited friends on Fox Island in South Puget Sound. He was impressed. He went back home to university in Germany and enthused about his visit to his girlfriend Helga. Christian is their son.
My father said, and I have to show you one of the most wonderful places I've ever seen in my life, the Pacific Northwest.
Erevan and Helga Haub married and came here for their honeymoon. Helga was also entranced. It reminded her of growing up in the Black Forest. The newlyweds began to think about raising a family. They grew up during World War II. They were living in a divided Germany where the Cold War was on the brink of turning hot.
And so they really wanted to have an opportunity if things got really bad, that they had a way out, and they felt going to America was going to be the safest place to be. My parents hatched this plan of if they would have kids, that they would come back to Tacoma and have their kids born in Tacoma so that we would have dual citizenship.
Helga gave birth to her three sons at Tacoma General Hospital. The Haubs bought a home in Arleta, east of Tacoma, where the boys spent summers.
We learned how to boat and how to fish and how to do all the things that you do out there. And we fell, I think, as much in love with the area than my parents were.
The Haubs also bought a home in Wyoming. Now, many Germans share their affinity with the American West. That's in large part because of Karl May. May was an enormously popular German writer, known for his best-selling adventure novels set in the American Old West.
My father grew up reading the books of Karl May, and I grew up reading the books of Karl May. And by the time I was growing up, they had started making movies out of those books, and they were very, very popular on German television. There is clearly some truth to the fascination of Germans in the Wild West.
Now, there's something else you need to know about the Haub family. They're one of the wealthiest in Germany. The Haubs run the Tengelmann Group, one of the world's largest privately owned retailers. That afforded Erevan and Helga Haub the ability to begin what has become one of the best collections of art of the American West in the world.
They got really fascinated by it and started, buying more paintings and bringing some of them back to Germany to hang in their house.
Christian's wife, Liliane Haub.
They also loved the storytelling of the art, the storytelling of the Western history, the American Western history. That's what really fascinated them.
The Haub family art collection was in their homes near Tacoma, Wyoming, and back in Germany. Stephanie Stiebisch is the executive director of the Tacoma Art Museum. She knew of the Haubs and their collection.
It is hung all over their homes. I mean, sort of floor to ceiling and every nook and cranny. It's a much loved and appreciated collection.
Stephanie Stiebisch asked the Haubs if they'd loan their extensive collection of Western art for an exhibit at the Tacoma Art Museum.
And at that time, they said no. We're not interested in lending the collection or having it shown. They were very private about the collection, and they really weren't in the habit of showing it publicly.
The Haubs had made a generous contribution to the Tacoma Art Museum for a 2003 building project. So when Stephanie Stiebisch began a new capital campaign, she approached them for another contribution.
The answer was, wait a second, we'd like to talk to you about something else.
That something else was bigger than Stephanie Stiebisch could have imagined. With Erevan and Helga Haub getting older, the family was thinking about the future of the artwork.
And clearly, it was important for them to keep the collection together, that there was a passionate vision. It told the history of their family and their loves, of nature and portraiture and Native American culture. And so what to do?
Now, the trend for people of means with large private art collections is to build their own museums. The Haubs could have also donated the collection to a museum in Germany, where it would have been hugely popular. But because of the Haubs' longtime association with Tacoma, the art museum was also a contender. In the course of their conversations, Tacoma Art Museum Executive Director Stephanie Stiebisch mentioned that she was born in Germany and lived there till she was three.
When they asked me where I come from in Germany, and I hesitated a little bit. I didn't know if they would know this city outside of Düsseldorf. And when I shared that it was Mülheim Ruhr, they immediately smiled and laughed and said, how can that be?
We knew that we had found the right place because that has been the home of our family business in Germany, since almost 150 years.
And that sealed the deal. There was still one problem. The Tacoma Art Museum wasn't big enough to show many of the 295 pieces in the Haupt collection. So the Haupts offered to build a new gallery. When it came time to pack up the paintings and send them away, it wasn't easy. Christian Haub.
They had a little bit of a hard time kind of letting go of some of the pieces that they have been so used to seeing every day.
Last November, the Haub Family Collection of Western Art opened in a new wing of the Tacoma Art Museum, instantly making it one of the top such collections in the nation and the only one in the Pacific Northwest. Lillian Haub.
It was wonderful to see the twinkle in our parents' eyes and being happy that their collection, what they've collected over 35 years, has found a new home, a good home.
Tacoma Art Museum Executive Director Stephanie Stiebisch says the art of the American West has changed the type of visitors to her museum.
Our new top visitor are adult men, and they are dragging their spouses and friends and partners to the museum saying, I'm so excited to see this. We have hunters coming.
The Haupt collection spans 200 years. It includes images from all over the American West. You can see styles from realistic to pop art, sculptures and paintings of landscapes, wildlife, cowboys, Native Americans. Frederick Remington's Conjuring the Buffalo is a standout. But there is one subject you will not see: violent clashes between cowboys, Indians, and the cavalry associated with the American West. Laura Fry is the Haupt curator of Western art at the Tacoma Art Museum.
The Haupts deliberately avoided images of violence as they were building this collection. They were both young children in Germany during the war, and I think they had had enough violence for a lifetime.
The current show of highlights from the Haupt collection remains on view at the Tacoma Art Museum through November. I'm Ross Reynolds. And if you'd like a preview, we're going to have up on our webpage, kuow.org, some of the pieces in that collection, along with Laura Fry describing them and their importance. That's at kuow.org. This is The Record.